In the worlds before Monkey, primal chaos reigned. Heaven sought order, but the phoenix can fly only when its feathers are grown. The four worlds formed again and yet again, as endless eons wheeled and passed. Time and the pure essences of heaven, the moisture of the earth, the powers of the sun and the moon, all worked upon a certain rock old as creation. And it became magically fertile. That first egg was named Thought. Tathagata Buddha, the Father Buddha, said, "With our thoughts, we make the world." Elemental forces caused the egg to hatch. From it then came a stone monkey. The nature of monkey was irrepressible.
Bones of an egg on a mountain top. The monkeyest monkey that ever popped. He knew every magic trick under the sun. He's the gods and everyone and have some fun. Monkey magic, monkey magic.
Thousands of years ago, and now, in a magic land very like ancient China, was the Apes Mountain of Fruit and Flowers. Spirit and beast were always at war. Somehow, every war seemed to involve the apes. And the king of them all was Monkey.
Quiet, quiet, quiet! Growl! I'm the greatest, will you demons never understand? I love to fight!
In the Western Heaven, whose particular concern is Earth, events might have gone on much as usual. Except that noises from the world had kept the Jade Emperor awake for several nights while he was visiting his good friend, the Star Vega, on business matters. Lovely Vega, weaving girl, persuaded him to send to Earth to make inquiries. And matters were arranged by a certain Marshal of the Heavenly Host. The Commander of the Heavenly Host made ready His Majesty's litter.
More of that noise. Ah, the messengers. Well, what's happening?
It's that Monkey King, Holy One, the one who began to think. Who knows what he'll do now? He's learned some magic, and they say he's even achieved enlightenment.
But only the little enlightenment.
He's no Buddha yet, Your Majesty. Still, the monkeys call him Great Sage. The equal of heaven it cannot be. Who knows where it will end? He studied Buddhism. As if a monkey could. Your Highness doesn't think he could really be illumined?
I don't know.
Enjoying fighting so much, Monkey is a long way from enlightenment and Buddha. But has he taken the first step on the path? Certainly, Monkey has learned some magic.
My cloud! Right! To the north! I'm coming! Demon of Havoc, I'll teach you a lesson!
This petty war is with the Demon of Havoc. Monkey comes to beard the demon in his den.
Demons! All right! You'll do to start with! Invading my mountain! Ah, ah. Where's the boss? You answer before I eat you alive. Take me to your leader.
All this noise and a single monkey. One simian. You're not even armed, eh? A monkey against King Havoc and it hasn't even got a stick. Come, beast, and die.
Die.
I'll teach you. I'll teach you order. Kill a monkey.
Son, aware of acuity. Body out of the body. Let all come.
Victory over one of the chiefs of Havoc. All these lands are ours and no one will dare to attack us again. Nevertheless, I'm still not immortal yet. What's mortal must die, and I hate that idea. No! Why are we all monkeys? I should have some great weapon.
I know where you could get a weapon, Great Sage. Old King Dragon, he has arms beyond number.
Oh, ha! The old Dragon King who rules the Western Ocean.
With salvage from the ships of the ages, the rich Dragon King lives a comfortable life.
What? He's here, this Monkey King? We shall send soldiers with orders to destroy him.
Sire, I am informed that he is here barehanded. In fact, he is here begging your majesty to arm him.
The audacity of such an idea. Lop off his ears and send him away. See to it at once.
Sire.
You can't go in there. Oh,
keep back.
I'm going in, you can't stop me. Go on me now. Go on me, I say.
Hey, King.
You're a dragon, that's all. Dressing up like a man doesn't make you better than me. Such rudeness and bad manners, there's no excuse at all. Even so, I might just let you off on one little condition. Tell you what I need, a weapon or two.
Such impertinence! Lecturing us on manners now! Dragon Guard, arrest this animal!
You shall thank heavens I'm friendly. A small favor as one king to another. I'm Monkey King, and I'm just as good as you are. I want a magic weapon. I'm asking you politely, too.
Yes, well, let go. Do we have any?
Father, please leave this to me. King Monkey, I am Princess of the Western Ocean.
Princess?
Your Majesty is welcome. If you're really so extraordinarily strong, we could have something, perhaps. A weapon, you said.
You're not a real princess.
And a real dragon on occasion.
Daughter.
A father. I should say a royal dragon, of course. Obviously, he's a warrior, so what else does he need to be irresistible? No, seriously, although it's so heavy, what about the magic wishing star for him?
No, it's secret. The golden class wishing staff is made of the stuff of the stars. You shouldn't mention that.
I'm sorry. I did, though. Since the great Yu used it to pound the Milky Way, you know no one's been able to lift it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I can lift it. Show me. Oh, the treasure.
No, what you want is over here.
What? Is that it?
It is. It does weigh a bit less than the moon, of course.
That? It's really huge. I'd have to be in cosmic manifestation for that.
Oh, really? It can get even larger, but it does get smaller, too. Stick, grow little, grow little.
Hey! Will you do that for me?
Smaller still.
That's terrific.
Grow smaller still.
I can lift it.
I can use it as well.
Oh, I never doubted that passionate primate.
Big or small, that's useful. And it really made the Milky Way, this little stick, did it? It changes if I wish.
Oh, go on, make it bigger.
Yes, big again. Grow, stick. Grow again, stick. Grow nice and large again for King Monkey. It works! Let's try half size now. Ready, steady. Now let's change. Start, grow half size. Oh, I really like that. Dragon, this is mine now. Or shall I prove it?
When Monkey had said farewell to the princess, he had his magic wishing staff. The great sage, equal of heaven, magician who knew the 72 transformations and the art of cloud flying, King Monkey, son aware of vacuity, took his staff home and showed it to everyone. The Dragon King, however, complained to heaven.
What were you thinking of to let him have such a powerful weapon? Dragon King, think of the trouble he may cause. A weapon like that in the hands of a stone monkey?
Celestial Highness, may I speak for the Dragon King?
Oh. You excuse him, spirit of the planet Venus.
No, sire. But nothing happens in heaven by accident. King Dragon or Ape of Stone, the Buddha knows that we're all on the ever-turning wheel. However, sire, sacred omniscient sir, you're surely teasing us since this is certainly part of your plan. You intended, Majesty, to send for this animal, this stone ape, and to ensure that it had employment here.
Did I? I did?
Magic wishing. Staff. Now I'm invincible. It's not nearly so much fun.
King Monkey! Envoys!
Send them away. I want to rest.
No. A heavenly messenger. He's the spirit of a star. He's come to invite you to visit them up in heaven.
Heaven? With an invitation?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so there you are. They've heard of Monkey. Roll out the red carpet. Where's my hat? No, not that one, a better one. And the greatest, the greatest! Hurry, all red and gold!
Ah, welcome! Why aren't these monkeys feeding you? Oh, this is a great honor indeed.
Monkey, the honor of my visit to you is but a beginning.
No. Oh, right. The honor I meant for you to meet me. Oh, well, both of us.
You really are, son aware of vacuity, the king of monkeys? In that case, sir, his sacred celestial majesty, the Jade Emperor, has commanded his servants to invite King Monkey to ascend to the celestial regions where you can be rewarded according to your just deserts.
Sounds nice. Oh, rewarded and just deserts. Oh, something wonderful, I'll bet. Thank you, O Star Spirit.
Buddha asked, how long must a fool who misses the way wander through his many lives? Monkey sedately followed the spirit Venus.
Majesty, I beg to advise you again that I have brought the stone ape. He has been waiting a whole week now for an audience.
Well, there's no hurry, is there? Heaven takes time to work out destiny.
Hello! Here you all are! I've been looking everywhere for you lot!
Animal! You forget yourself, Monkey. You are in the presence of the Emperor of Heaven.
It's all right. He's just overawed. Remember, this is Heaven. King Monkey is not used to our ways, are you? Understand and try to forgive him.
There you are. Nice of you. See? He knows who I am.
Monkey! Show respect in the presence of the Jade Emperor.
How can I? Through a curtain? He could be a monster for all I know, lurking in there. Let's have a look at you. Good day, Emperor!
That's enough, you animal.
Who do you think you are? Do you want a fight?
I guard the screen. No one touches that. As to my name, I have the privilege to be commander of the host of heaven.
A curtain pulling like hell.
No, stop it, Monkey. This must not be.
Quarreling before the throne of heaven, Monkey thus met Sandy.
If I might say a word, to what rank will destiny raise the Monkey King?
We haven't really anything very suitable for him, Majesty.
Spirits who blight entire nations? You must have.
The only vacancy is director of the heavenly stable, sir.
It is so decreed. If your highness would honor us by accepting the appointment.
Oh, a director. Oh, I like it. Let's have a party.
Director, welcome to heaven.
Give him some wine.
King Monkey, welcome to heaven.
You, director.
Well, there we are. I want all you angels to know I shan't be a terrible tyrant to you all. No, if you cooperate with me, I'll see the Emperor hears. Thank you, Director. Please begin.
Just a minute. Let the director try it first.
Smells good. There. Does it taste as good as it smells?
Perfectly
heavenly. Talking of heaven, no more. On the sort of list of celestial, precedents, look over here. If this were the list of the ranks of heaven, am I about here? Or about here?
Just a little lower down.
About here?
A bit lower still.
Lower? Show me where.
Yes. Watch my hand. Down.
Not on the list at all?
No, it's not on the list.
And too high?
Well, because really you're not high enough. There are no lists. Yes, because your only duty is to clean out the horse's stalls.
Manure?
No, Director, one moment. It's actually quite a good job.
Shoveling horses here? Director?
We'll find a new shovel for you.
Monkey? No. No. A stable hand? Oh, I'll teach these tricky ghosts and ghouls to try and fool a king. Yeah. Grow bigger. Grow bigger. Bigger still. I'll swim! Look out! Here I come!
I heard explosions. Is it Lao Tzu again?
I beg leave to report, Celestial Highness. It seems that the stone monkey has gone crazy. He's running amok.
He claims cleaning out the stables is undignified just because of that weapon of his.
Weapon, sire? I shall be glad to take some soldiers and chop him to bits.
That's not the way. That's not the way, though the heavenly hosts are quite useful sometimes. Not here. Not at this time. Your Majesty, this calls for a little strategy.
It may do. Do I know any strategy?
Jade Emperor, Monkey feels that his dignity has been seriously impugned. All right, it may be so. I suggest you allow him to be called Great Sage, Equal of Heaven officially. That should satisfy the vanity of even the newest young animal. As to employment, Your Highness, you could always appoint him Honorable Guardian of the Heavenly Peach Garden.
Come back here! I'll get you! Run away, you cowards!
Oh. You're the Star Vega, aren't you? I recognize you. Lovely. Seeing you gives me a good idea. I'll kidnap you and have a hostage!
Oh, no! Help!
Wait! I shall save you.
Who dares interfere with the Star Vega?
I do. And who are you?
I'm a Grand Marshal, Marshal of the Heavenly Host. The Emperor shall hear of this.
We're just good friends.
Of course. And your monkey. Well, my simian friend, you have met your match here. A monkey and the lovely Lady Vega.
Marshals, commanders, or anyone else? Fight!
And fighting by Heaven's Gate was how Monkey first met Pigsy.
Monkey, your destiny. You see, Great Sage, the Jade Emperor has appointed you guardian of the Heavenly Peach Gardens.
I say, I won't do that either. After the horseman, you are now a gardener.
Don't be too hasty, Great Sage. The peach gardens are one of the most important parts of heaven.
I don't care. Peaches, trees, I have a whole mountain full of things like those.
Not like these. This little peach ripens only once in each 3,000 years. Eat one and you'll become supernaturally strong.
It all looks a bit shabby.
These ripen every 6,000 years. Eat one and you will never age. You can levitate at will.
That sounds more like it. What about the big ones?
The 9,000-year peaches. Just eat one of these and be like heaven itself. One would outlast the entire universe.
And everybody gets one?
Oh, no. Only the three and the emperor, the queen and the other guests. Every kappa or so, they hold a peach banquet.
Ah. Oh. Well, it just goes to prove how well I'm thought of, huh?
The innocent, said the Buddha, come to no harm, but mischief, like dust, blows back in your face.
Why not? A peach banquet. All right, I'll enjoy going. Well, they'll ask me, of course. Now, I'll just try one of the 9,000-year ones. Wait, though. Do I want to outlast the stars? I've eaten a whole lot of peaches. Of course I do. Too late now, isn't it?
The truly awakened awakes forever, so how can a new immortal say something is too late? Monkey went on eating peaches.
The Jade Emperor. The Queen of Heaven. It all looks so pretty. Don't let me interrupt your preparations, ladies.
Is it really 4,321 million years since the last one?
Feels like yesterday, doesn't it? The Buddhas come and Kuan Yin and oh, I don't know who else. I do so enjoy these banquets. It's the only chance I get to see old friends.
There was one peach left that was nearly ripe.
But where have they all gone to? None of them is ripe enough. Someone must have stolen them. But there are no thieves in heaven, are there?
You there! You're trespassing!
This is sacred!
Down! I know robbers of peach gardens when I see them! My orders are to call the heavenly thief catcher! So tell me who you are!
Oh, yes, we are fairy maidens.
You're evil demons!
The queen sent us here to pick peaches for the heavenly banquet today.
Oh, what banquet?
The peach banquet, my lord of the peach garden. We looked for you to ask your permission, but we couldn't find you.
But that is not today. I didn't get an invitation.
My lord, perhaps the imperial messengers mislaid it somewhere.
Yes, that's always possible, but are you sure you were going to be invited? The lord of the peach garden wasn't on my list.
Well, certainly some mistake. Confess, you made a tiny little error, didn't you?
What is your name, then? Monkey something?
There's nothing like that.
I know. You have another title.
A new title. The new great sage equal of heaven.
The new great sage? No one of that name.
Come back! Come back here, I say! Come back here!
How dare you burst in here!
Oh, Queen of Heaven! Here, is this it? My seat? Of course.
What are you doing in here? My jade treasure tower is sacred. No one's allowed in here unless they have an invitation. And you certainly haven't.
Is that so? You should go and talk to the Emperor. Your son will tell you. He just approved my title. Great Sage, equal of heaven.
Great Sage, you're a monkey, that's what you are. Just a great ape.
You old witch, you. Well, begging your banquet.
Even in heaven, they say, desire ends in tears.
I know what's wrong with you.
What? Nothing's wrong.
Aha, Lady Vega. You like her yourself, don't you, my friend?
Absolute nonsense, Commander.
Absolute. However, I've watched your face waiting while she's with the Emperor. You feel jealous of His Majesty. I see that. Of course, they're only discussing...
Philosophy! She's deeply religious. So's His Majesty. But it's uncomfortable. Having to act as her escort and never being able to say or to tell.
No self-pity, eh? You've got a good job here. All the privileges of a marshal of the heavenly host. Not too often bored. Also, you know, this can be a very boring place. At least we're both of us eating, isn't that so? Am I wrong?
What? Now what's happening? Queen Mother, what's the matter?
Monkey! It's a stone monkey!
Come on! We're
is the Emperor! I want to fight him!
So it's you again.
The Emperor does not fight without an appointment.
I'll book later.
Monkey! Stop this at once!
What do you mean, Monkey? You will address me as Great Sage. All right, I challenge Heaven. But your lady friend, I want to bring Precious as hostage.
I'll protect her. Also, of course, I'll guard the Emperor.
Something Precious. He means the jade fish cup. Save it. I'll fight him.
He means the star spirit. Lady Vega, come quickly.
Let's fight.
You mustn't fall! No, you mustn't stay on and save yourself!
The thing with Papa Wisdom is broken!
I was only trying to save it.
There's no excuse. You interfered. You broke my lovely jadefish cup. Think of the trouble it will cause on Earth.
Unless we tell, no one will ever know.
That's not the point. Do nothing and all will be well. That is Heaven's law, but you have interfered. See, my mother weeps, pitying the grief of the mortal world when they hear my cup is broken.
I'm not sure they've even heard of your cup.
Mercy only causes more trouble. Expel this spirit from Heaven. He's seditious.
Help someone.
Listen! I give up!
Do not pity him. Unless the Buddha was right that life after life is sorrow, until we find our way off the wheel, then the only possible explanation for all the troubles of the earth is that this monster broke the Jade Empress cup. Meanwhile, back in Heaven, the Marshal was still rescuing Lady Vega.
Rest a while. Get comfy on the cumulus.
That monkey frightens me so terribly.
Yes, monkey. He might still be following.
No, I couldn't bear it. Surely they'll arrest him.
I don't know. Monkey's tough, you know, but I'll make sure you're safe, whatever happens.
You're not to touch me. You're as bad as him and you smell of wine.
It's a manly smell. I'll have some more, then. She's only a pretty star spirit, that's all. Just because I'm not Emperor. I'm as good as he is. I'm made of ectoplasm, too. Now's my chance. Oh, hello, Vega. How are you?
Oh, no. You're beastly, and you're drunk again.
You're beauty. Can't you see how much I want you, Vega? You're lovely, and I'd give anything for one heavenly little kiss.
Oh, no. No, no. Let me go.
No. Vega. Vega, dear. A kiss. A kiss, little dove.
Your Majesty, help!
Celestial Highness.
That dreadful brute, the Marshal, he attacked me.
What? He dared? Come here, you swine. Come here and tell me how I should punish you.
Punish me, sire? No, you can't do that. It was only in fun. And something else. It was Monkey's fault, all of it, that wicked monkey. And you know what Buddha said, Majesty? Your brother is you and wants to be happy. I wanted to feel like an emperor. In the end, like you, I don't get around to discussing philosophy.
It is hard work being an emperor and weighing mercy against love. The thing is, you have no rights and I do. You're expelled to Earth as a pig monster.
A pig? Now, wait a minute.
In his infinite mercy, the Jade Emperor decided to wait 2 minutes.
Oh, I don't feel hot. Really, really hot.
And what of Monkey, who has challenged the numberless legions of the Marshalless Heavenly Host?
I'm an immortal too now!
Monkey at all their peaches.
Even a starving camel is still bigger than a horse.
Come on, all of you. You know that monkey loves a fight. Ah! Are you host? Now hear this. No one can ever defeat me now. I'm an immortal, so I can rule heaven and I should. Because I can! Jade Emperor! I want your job! You hear me? Your job!
We really must beg help from Kuan Yin the Compassionate.
It's not enough.
Then it will need the very Buddha. But I know Tathagata is very busy, Buddha. And only the Buddha who is within us can defeat this terrible animal.
Home of the all-embracing Father Buddha.
I will always help, since gentleness seems to be needed in this case. Perhaps I should be in my female aspect.
Shout! Ha! No one's deaf!
Come to the Himalayas, monkey.
I can seem big too.
Do you know me? Everything is within this, and this is within everything. I am Tathagata Buddha.
I always thought you were a fella. In me you are.
Monkey, in all that is, everything has its situation. What makes you believe, monkey, that you should leave your way before you achieve enlightenment?
Oh! Why should I become the Emperor of Heaven? Is that it? Because I can!
Anyone can be enlightened. You can, so you should. So the stone monkey shall become Emperor of Heaven itself.
I'll do better than the last one. Are you doubting our qualifications? The great sage knows all the magics.
And what kind of tricks can you do?
I can change into anything. I'm immortal, and I can cloud fly.
You've said nothing about wisdom or achievement. Let us have a small wager. If you can fly out of Buddha's hand, I shall tell the Jade Emperor to leave the Western Heaven to you. Is that agreed then, great sage? Succeed, and you shall rule heaven. Fail, on the other hand, and you shall stay under...
I won't! Huh. What other hand? It's easy to fly out of yours! Fool! It's a bet. I hope it doesn't dazzle you, looking at the new Emperor of Heaven.
I shall manage. Agreed?
Yes. You bet. Here we are. Right. Off we go. To the end of the universe. Where nobody has ever stood before. Yes. A bit of graffiti. Sage, King Monkey, equal of heaven,
was, yeah. Even for emperors, nature will always call.
Is he all ready for his moonlight fleet?
You sound very cheerful.
Well, of course I am. I just jumped off Puder's hand. I won our bet and reached the end of the universe.
The end of the universe? That can't have been easy.
Of course it wasn't easy, but I got there. The end of the universe!
I've never yet seen its end.
Yes. Some things even Buddhas don't know. I flew millions of light years. I might have gone anywhere, but I went that way. And at the end, five pillars. They were the same color as skin.
The color of skin?
Ah. That's right. And there were five of them. It was a terrible journey, I can tell you that. I did it, though. Oh, don't do that. Don't laugh at the great sage. Remember my staff.
The swaggering and boastings of monkeys are funny. Five pillars, did you say?
Finger of the Buddha. Oh, no. I didn't get off your palm at all.
Monkey, you'll have to learn your place. You lost our wager.
The wager? Oh, better get out of here. Oh, oi, you let go of me now. Let me out of here! I'm an immortal, you can't hurt me!
Hurt you? Learn patience.
Holy Buddha, I thank you, Illumined One.
Yes. The ape accused you of neglecting the world. This is an old error. That some father should protect them. What is born must learn its own way. The world is greedy and quarrelsome. Worse things are to come still. Therefore, scriptures will be given to the people of this world. A truly holy man must be sent to fetch them from me, now that the 500-year temple has been built.
In China, at this time, the Buddha's words were all too soon borne out. People, each wanting more than the other, began to fall into confusion, because desire can never be satisfied. Unhappiness turned into violence. They opposed order. They stole. Soon, bandit gangs terrorized the weak and poor everywhere.
ready to die.
They'll kill the priest.
You hear them, priest? We're going to kill you. The boy's not afraid of us. Hey, get out of here. Come on, he must know something. Hey, let's go. And don't come back.
I mustn't blame them. We're all afraid, but fear itself is an illusion. We're afraid until we realize that we are all each other, all of us. And everyone is the Buddha.
A boy priest, all too human. A water monster, once commander of the heavenly host. And in the midst of beauty, the ugliness which lust used to make an angel into a pig. Three of the four called by their karma to save the world. The fourth, least qualified of all, perhaps, is, of course...
Please, Buddha! 500 years under a mountain is enough! Come on! A joke is a joke! I'll get you when I get out of here! You'll be sorry! I'll make you sorry! Oh, Buddha, please, would you please let me out of here? This next time, you're doing it to yourself, so you say... It's you that's stuck in here!
You give up.